Hello, everyone. My name is Fiona Ealing. If you didn't know that already, I am 18 and a graduating senior from Mayo High School, and I have the extraordinary honor of standing in front of you today, a congregation that has been a part of my life and helped raise me from the beginning, and give you a message from my heart that I hope will benefit you in the near or far future. I sure know that it has given me strength, and I hope the same for you. In the gospel this morning, Jesus is addressing his disciples for one of the last times. He is preparing them for a future in which he will no longer be physically with them. He's preparing them for a time of transition, change, and new beginnings. He's speaking of a world with everlasting life, where sin is forgiven and death is not to be feared. Jesus asks his disciples for one last favor. It's the same thing he's been asking them to do all the days of his teachings, and that is to love one another. Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him. He also knew that the disciples would probably be pretty mad at Judas after the fact. He reminded his friends that it is okay and a good and blessed thing to forgive one another and love everyone all the time, especially in such a time of trial and hardship, pain and loss, and worst of all, change. I've noticed that oftentimes people don't like change, myself included. Humans have always been afraid of what they aren't sure of or don't understand. And when the future is uncertain, we're frightened by it. Everyone here has gone through times of transitions. May it be puberty, high school, college, starting a new career, ending a career to start a new one, marriage, raising a child, buying a new house, retiring, having a new president, getting a new priest or even bishop. All of these things are very trying. They push our limits, our irritability, our forgiveness, our patience, and our love. In times like these, we are often too caught up in our own lives to remember God's commandment for us to love one another. We tend to forget about Jesus' sacrifice. We forget that he is always with us, even though we can't see him. We forget to look for him. We forget to look for the holy in our lives, in the things and places and people that surround us. In the gospel, Jesus told his followers that he is going to a place into which they can't follow him. He made the ultimate sacrifice, an act of love so strong that we still talk about and celebrate it today, but only when we're reminded to. We as Christians, and simply as citizens of this planet, are asked to love everyone all the time. As I'm sure many of you may know, sometimes it's incredibly difficult to love others when you or they are going through a change in their life. But that is when it matters the most. When it is the most difficult to love someone, that is when you must love them the hardest. When things are changing and everyone is sad or angry, feeling frustrated, anxious, or selfish, feeling alone, unsuccessful, afraid, and not themselves, that is when you keep on loving. When you're not going to get anything else in return, keep on loving. This is our mission. When things are changing and it is the hardest, we must be patient, empathetic, and most of all, love. Amen.